Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to the reading of
Chapter 6.
Tariff Talks.
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6. Yes. We start with
the Tariff of 1824. Between the brand new nation,
it just
of the
so
United
happened
States.
To be the. It was 47%. That's ironic.
Yes,
47%.
And the Canadian province of Nova Scotia.
I see
the origin of this controversy.
Who would have thought?
All right, Tim, Ed, and Wesley, you already know this if you've been listening to the program here on American Family Radio. Today's Issues is the name of it. We do have podcasts for those who want to. Download this show daily. Podcast, go to AFR.net.
Who just don't get enough of it when they're listening live.
Right?
We do have a lot of people who download the podcast.
Yes, we do.
It's pretty stunning.
I'm surprised.
Steve Paisley, Jordahl.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
But by the way, you sometimes get a chance to listen to the first hour.
Most of it. I had some computer problems, and I was uploading some stuff.
So did you get to hear our idea of having a segment during today's issues called Tariff Talk?
Yes, and we can get some nice soothing music.
Yes, that's what I thought. Now, Brent Creeley, our producer, he had to step out, and we have Adam Suddeth has taken his place, but Brent gave me a dirty look when I suggested getting some kind of music. It takes a little bit of work for them to get some appropriate music.
Do you remember,
it's not easy.
Do you remember when I first started coming on this show and we had files? We had like the snowflake files and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Play a little
that
theme.
Was across the street.
Yeah.
And that studio that was starting to slip into
right?
the gully behind the building.
And we'd play that theme every time before we started talking about it.
Yes, I enjoyed those kind of things. And we had a Russia file, remember? There was a Russia file.
Those were the good old days.
We had some music from Russian choir.
Yeah, and it was the Russian national anthem.
Yes.
Which
I like. I like that.
Before you were on the show.
Okay.
It was.
Before you were on the
show.
Still
listen, though, before. Was it a regular
It was just, it was.
Once or twice
hit or miss. Okay. Yeah.
We were like, this show was like down to like under 100 listeners. But then when we started talking about tariffs,
it skyrocketed.
And Russia, you talk about that was gas to our automobile right there.
Yeah.
rocket gas.
It was rocket fuel.
Rocket fuel to our rocket.
Right.
Borrowed from Elon Musk. All right, Steve, over to you.
All right.
Hey, by the way, are Elon Musk, are his rockets that he, are they, do you charge them into electrical battery?
No, those aren't electric.
It's most definitely rocket fuel.
there's not such thing as electrical charge.
No.
A rocket?
You cannot escape the Earth's atmosphere by plugging in your electric vehicle.
Okay. Although, he did send a Tesla up into space.
Yeah, yes. Not using the Teslas under the Tesla's own power.
But it was a fully batteried Tesla.
Yeah.
It's still up there right now.
Yeah,
right?
With an astronaut.
By the way, did you guys see, I think it was this week I saw a picture. Elon Musk was giving away these rose-colored Teslas. They look like some kind of sports car.
Yeah?
Wow, they were gorgeous.
Giving them away for who?
I forget.
Where do I sign up?
They were beautiful.
I don't think that my Tesla would be that much in danger down here in Mississippi. I wouldn't think.
We got our fair share of crazies.
Hey, can we start? Just I want to note the passing.
They're not left wing crazies. They're crazies for other reasons. Ed,
I'm not following you.
I said in Mississippi.
Yeah,
Steve was talking about our home state here, and you said we got our fair share of crazies down here. Talking about these nuts that are keying Teslas and so forth around the country. My point was, just so you'll follow me.
Yes.
That our crazies in Mississippi are for reasons not necessarily associated with left-wing politics. That's my point.
I heard you. I didn't understand what you were talking about.
It was Elon's parody on X.
It was a parody account?
Parody.
Okay. Well, I'm disappointed.
So you were fooled?
I was fooled.
By a parody? Was it on April 1?
Oh, my goodness, it was.
You were suckered by Elon Musk.
Oh, my
April
goodness.
1st.
When April 1st, it was yesterday.
What was the
parody?
It was that he was giving away.
Oh,
because he gave away the $1 million.
Yes.
For two voters.
So
he
said he's giving away Teslas. They're rose colored.
Yeah, rose colored.
You fell for it.
I did. I fell for it.
Well, there you go.
Well, I wonder if I can go back and erase my application. No, I didn't. I didn't apply. I couldn't afford the insurance for something like
right?
that.
Can we start here? I'd like to note the past.
We sure can.
Go ahead.
I just want to affirm you.
That's fine. I'd just like to note the passing of one of my favorite actors. We talked about this morning. Val Kilmer has passed away. He was in a whole lot of different
manly movies.
Movies, including Top Gun, the first one, and
the second one. Top Gun Maverick.
Right. But his favorite role of mine was in the movie Tombstone. And I wanted to listen to just a little. Play Cut 11 for us, Adam.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Doc Holliday.
Such a good actor.
I remember that scene.
That was he was a very good actor.
Yeah.
And I don't actually know all the movies. I don't know if all the movies he played in.
We can look it up on IMDb.
But
yeah.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's only 65.
He I didn't know. I thought cancer got him.
No.
You said, Steve, that he.
Pneumonia.
Okay. He had defeated cancer, through that.
Yeah. He beat the throat cancer, of course, that left him without the ability to speak. And if you saw the latest Top Gun movie, he had scarves around the scar and everything. But,
anyway, it's he was
best known. Well, that was a big role, Doc Holliday, but he was best known probably as Tom Cruise's wingman.
Right? Yeah, his rival.
His rival.
Well,
the
not
first
his
one.
Wingman. Yeah, his rival on
Iceman.
Top Gun.
Iceman.
On Top Gun, the original Top Gun. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right, next story.
All right, we are, Doge is at work, and it has uncovered some interesting things at the Social Security office.
People need to brace themselves for this one. Doge, of course, is Elon Musk and the Department of
Government Efficiency.
Okay, go.
So they were in the Department of Government Efficiency. They were going through all the records, and they said there was some people helpful, very helpful Social Security people who pointed them to this problem. I'm going to go ahead and play you Elon and one of his tech bros, and I don't have the guy's name, but he's explaining what kind of is happening here. Cut 12.
Once you're in the country and you got asylum through one of these pathways, and we map the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765. It's the work form. You get this form called the 766. That's the authorization. And then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview, no ID.
It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and make it a permanent, deep blue, one-party state from which there would be no escape.
The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. And we're asking ourselves why.
Right.
And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote in this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote.
They never said how many, but...
Let me just say one thing, and then I know Ed wants to come, and maybe Wesley. The thing I appreciate about Elon Musk, he knows what's going on.
Yes.
Okay? The reason Elon Musk is involved is not for his ego. Certainly not for his business interest, because he's suffering. Tesla, at least right now, hopefully that's temporary, is suffering stock-wise and sales-wise because of Elon Musk's involvement with President Trump and the government right here. But did you hear what Elon Musk was the one commenting about how they, and he's talking about the Democrats primarily.
The Biden administration. Yeah.
Yeah, they want these illegal people who are here illegally in our country to have Social Security numbers, and they want them ultimately to vote so that they turn, so that the numbers from these illegals who turn into voters overwhelm the swing states in particular and turn them to blue permanently. That's what he was talking about. What I'm saying is I've been saying that for a long time. Elon Musk,
he could have just talked to you.
He could have. And given me a free car. I wouldn't have turned that away. But I'm just saying he knows the reason he's involved, and I heard him talk about this before. He knows what's going on here between the secular globalist Marxist, the far left, and freedom and liberty and our way of life in America as we've known it, and their desire to change it. Did I lay that out pretty clear?
I'll just add this to it too. One of my favorite things about him is when you're listening to him make comments on these. Maybe it's just his personality thing, but at least it's good for video and for audio that he never gets too high or too low. He answers the question as a matter of fact.
Yes.
So obviously God gives us emotion, and emotion has its place. But in this type of level of government and issues, you don't want someone up there who's too hypersensitive to a question from the media, even if it's a jab or meant to be. He doesn't get provoked very easily.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so for him to cover this type of issue with such a clarity and with such authority is helpful for us as a defense.
And let me just say this. And after listening to that, that's how close we came to losing the country. Mm. That's how close we came. Okay. Now let me tell you the handful of people that I think God used, whether they know it or not, whether they would admit it or not, to stop at least temporarily this corrupt scheme to overthrow the Constitution eventually, okay? Because it started before President Trump and Elon Musk. This scheme from the Biden administration was intended to flood red states, this is my view, in the southern part of the United States with illegals, millions of them. We heard from Doge that they were given a pathway to get a Social Security number. You file this form, you get this approval, then you can get a Social Security number, and they were set on max pay.
Yeah, this is the other thing. This is
all right.
You could open the border, but every single social program, like you said, set the max pay and
max
minimum
pay. And max benefits, okay? So these people are going to be paid by the federal government to become professional Democrats, okay, maybe even not doing any work, okay? And this started to unravel when we had governors like Abbott and DeSantis and a couple others, I think maybe the Arizona governor, start sending these illegals out of red states into blue states, okay, where the public became very aware and blue state voters became very aware and swing state voters became very aware of the fact that these illegal immigrants were a net detriment to the civil polity. And that's when things began to unravel. And of course, President Trump making this the centerpiece of his campaign and bringing in Elon Musk. But we came that close. 10, 12, 15, 20 million illegals. Who knows? If these governors had not sent them
right
to Martha's
Vineyard,
they
made it a national issue.
And New York City and Chicago and made this a national issue, we might have had 30 million. And their plan was to make them into Democratic voters. Mm-hmm. And we came that close to losing the Republic.
Yeah, a genius move of the governors to send them to blue states, to Martha's Vineyard, to Nancy Pelosi's backyard.
It was funny, but it was genius too, because it did the blue state the blue state governors and mayors and so forth. I'm talking about Chicago, New York, Boston. They were like, remember, they would make these snide remarks about, you know, basically the border states, saying basically you need to suck it up and quit being a bigot.
Yeah.
Huh?
Have some compassion.
Have some compassion. Yeah. And the border state governors were saying, and, you know, wait a minute. You're not having to feel any of this pain.
Right.
Okay. We're and by the way, the people that were, quote, shipped to Martha's Vineyard, as DeSantis did, and New York City, and you remember New York City?
And there's cities in California.
Yeah, and the New York City mayor, Adams, saying, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
New York City.
And the Boston. Anyway, they can't. In Chicago, they couldn't find places to put these folks. And remember the Chicago mayor saying, quit coming. And anyway.
Colorado as well.
Denver, yes, Colorado. So, yes, not to revisit this whole issue, but this is one of the issues, one of the reasons that Trump beat Harris was the immigration issue and the border issue and the fact that Democrats, as Elon Musk is saying here, we're getting a little bit off topic here of why, but he wanted to bring it to attention what's happening with Social Security. These illegal citizens, they're not citizens, illegal immigrants, are getting Social Security numbers. That's what he was saying.
And would be able eventually to vote. And this to me is proof of what we suspected.
Yeah, listen, Biden and Harris and a lot of the Democrats, as we said here, they don't believe in borders at all. Now they'll give a little lip service to it, but you could see by their actions, they let millions and millions, some people say 12 to 15, maybe more. Remember that? The record numbers? Right. Everybody saw it. Everybody consented. Even liberal media was going, yeah, they're coming in. And then we were just letting them go wherever they wanted to in the country. Biden was giving them an app they could go to and check in.
Yes.
And get their, their welcome wagon, Subway discounted tickets and everything like that, you know, so they get sandwich. I mean, I'm just saying that everything Biden did was he said, I invite a surge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember the Democrats all raising their hand and saying, yeah, we need to pay for all their health insurance.
Yeah.
If they have health costs, we need to pay for it all. And they need to come here we don't care where they come from or how many come here. That's insanity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's evil.
But they did that in hopes that these people would ultimately vote Democrat,
right,
and it would be a voting bloc they could count on to dismantle completely the Republican Party.
And it was, and we would make that extrapolation a year ago, but now we have evidence because
right.
Trump team won and the right. Doge is in there.
Right.
That would, in fact, exactly what was happening.
Yes.
One of the things that I cut out for time was they said that there are 5 million illegal immigrants in the system. One of the ways that they can do this, they can step up to the border and the border will give them a notice to appear, right? And then they disappear into the... There are 5 million illegals, 700 immigration judges. The wait time was up to 6 years for that.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know. Nobody I know is opposed to people immigrating to America.
I don't know one person on either side.
No. We are indeed a nation of immigrants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our history. So nobody's opposed to immigration. It's illegal immigration that is the problem because it's uncontrollable and it's expensive.
It's a threat to the national security.
We don't know who's here, where, and all this stuff. I mean, are they getting
proper use of the word stuff?
Stuff. There you go. They're getting Social Security. In this case, they're signing
Medicaid.
So, huh? Listen,
they were being put up in hotels.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Do you remember
taxpayer veterans out?
You remember in New York they actually closed down two schools,
and
for a couple of days, and they replaced those buildings with illegal immigrants.
Yeah, and by the way, illegal immigration into the U.S. has stopped.
Yes.
It stopped.
It's stopped 90.
It's over.
Yep. 90 says the last report I saw that 97% is down 97%.
When Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, Joe Biden and his administration, there's nothing we can do.
Well, yeah, remember that?
President Trump said,
waiting
all
the,
we needed
on the Republicans.
All we needed was a new president.
Yeah. And he was right.
President yep. Trump said. Indeed.
Big story, Steve.
All right. Hey, do you know that they have found the Ark of the Covenant?
This is what I'm talking about.
So
one of my favorite movies.
I know you brought this into us, and I thought this was kind of interesting. There's an retired FBI major, CIA agent called Major Ed Dames, and he said it was part of a program that they had for remote viewing. Tim, what's going on here?
Well, I saw this story last night on the Daily Mail, which I do read. That I get a lot of my news. From the Daily Mail, some people say it's a tabloid. I think
they have pretty good,
journalism. Pretty good news site, if you ask me. But it's they have a bunch of news stories every day. But they had a story here on the CIA agent, Major. His name is Major Ed Dames, who says that the Ark of the Covenant is in located inside the Cave of the Patriarchs in Hebron, Israel.
Is that the one in that that was in Hebron. The third movie?
The first movie. The first movie wasn't.
The third movie, when they went to find the Holy Grail, that was in that.
Petra.
Petra.
Petra. That's not what they're talking about.
No, okay. No. There's two different places. Hebron. Petra. This few hours apart. Mm-hmm. Petra's in Jordan, the country of Jordan, and this one that he's saying is in Israel. This gentleman says that he recently used his remote viewing skills to track down the missing ark. That sounds kind of hokey to me. Does it sound hokey to y'all?
It is absolutely hokey.
This is what I really found interesting is that the CIA had a whole remote viewing department, and they disbanded it because it wasn't giving them any information. But he still is.
I don't know. You know, who knows? But
let me just say that both the U.S. and the Soviet Union explored things like ESP, extrasensory perception, and astral projection and remote viewing to try to spy on one another. Now, folks,
during the Cold War?
Yes, during the Cold War. Now, I know most of you are saying, well, that's just looniness. But if you do not believe in a spiritual realm and you believe in latent powers of the human mind, what they were trying to do, and what this CIA, what this spook did was rely upon the CIA's remote viewing program, and somebody claimed to see remotely from like the U.S., and they went and saw in the Middle East.
He's claiming the Ark of the Covenant. I don't know. Do you think the Ark of the Covenant's still out there?
I have no idea. I really have no idea.
This article says there's some prophecy that's supposed to be found again, but I don't remember that. I must have missed that day in the Bible.
You realize what question you asked and who you asked it to?
It's
just us.
The Book of Revelation pictures in a vision the Ark of the Covenant being taken up, whether that is supposed to represent something that happened taken up to heaven in the past, or it is still on the earth and will be taken up in the future. I have no idea, but I just have no answer to it.
I haven't talked to this friend of mine in a long time, but Bob Cornuke.
Oh yeah,
he looked for the Ark of the Covenant.
And there are some who believe it's in Ethiopia.
Some other people too. I can't think of all their names. Down to in the last 50 years have looked, and some people have looked for the Noah's Ark.
You got to be careful, though. You know what happened when the Nazis tried to open the Ark of the Covenant? So be careful.
You don't want to open that thing up.
You don't want to open it.
Other relics mentioned in the Bible. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.